line of cars and they're trying to get through.
Well, as you know, I think a lot of what makes up our transportation system around here is a ripoff. Sound Transit illegally calculates the value of the vehicle so they can overtax you and me. And on 405, you might remember our transportation specialist, Chris Sullivan, he was the one who first really broke the story that the 405 toll lanes were not in compliance with what they sold to the voters and to the legislature. So in my view, those toll lanes remain illegal to this day. But our Chris Sullivan has uncovered a couple of other things going on 405 that just, Chris, illustrate to me once again that government will do anything to squeeze a few bucks out of us.
Yeah, it's kind of interesting because I've been getting a couple of calls and texts from some regular listeners to the station and to our show in the morning and have been going, Chris, what's going on? Something has changed. I know something has changed here because for the 3.5 years that I've been using the toll lanes, I've been getting on at a certain time and it's always been 75 cents. Unless, of course, there was an accident or something sure. like that. Now that is $3 or it's $4.25. But the congestion hasn't changed.
So same time of day, same traffic flow.
Exactly.
And they've jacked it from 75 cents to $3 or $4.
Exactly.
Okay.
It's gone up significantly. And they're like, have they changed the computer algorithm that, you know, determines what the price is? And I was like, oh, that's kind of interesting. And, you know, I got one, then I got a couple. And then when I started getting a few more, I'm like, okay, there's something going on here. So sure. I went to the tolling division and, yeah, they admitted. And they said, yeah, we have tweaked the algorithm recently. So people have noticed it. It's gone from a more reactive, you know, so you see what the actual conditions are and right. we anticipate. And then we raise the toll to get people out of that toll lane to help it move faster,
right.
kind of more in real time. To it now, it's more of an anticipatory congestion pricing.
What?
In that it's more proactive in, okay, we've got 3 years of data. This is when the traffic congestion really starts to show up. So what we're going to do is we're going to start tolling people out of that lane a little ahead of when that congestion actually shows up.
That sounds like a phantom toll because it is supposed to be, like you first said, reactive to the road conditions.
Exactly.
And I mean, look, I don't have toll lanes. I drive I-5 north when I get out of here after my show. And for reasons I don't know, some days I can go the speed limit all the way to the county line. Some days it's gridlocked from Northgate or Lake City. And so how can they be anticipatory when it varies so greatly from day to day on the freeway?
Well, because they've got 3.5 years of data of which they've thrown into the computer, and the computer has spit out this more proactive anticipatory figure.
That's ridiculous.
So, yeah. So, you know, so instead of, okay, we're starting to see a lot more people in the toll lane, it's time to jack the price up. It's, well, this is about the time when we see the congestion showing up, so we're going to jack the price up in advance of that, even though the conditions may not warrant it. And the Cairo drivers that we've talked to or have reached out to me have said, conditions haven't changed.
Right.
Why am I now paying $3 more for the same exact conditions? Well, and we're talking, you know, like 4, you were 5 in the morning until 6:15-ish before we really get going on that stretch of road.
Here's the first thing jumps to my mind as you describe this. On the Friday before a 3-day weekend, it's usually much less traffic driving to work.
Correct.
Because a lot of people take a 4-day weekend. So on those days, are they still being anticipatory for traffic flow that may never happen?
It's possible, but they may. I'm not exactly sure how they've tweaked the algorithm specifically.
I bet they haven't tweaked it in favor of the taxpayers and the toll payers.
But however, they might say, okay, for the last 3.5 years of Fridays before a 3-day weekend, we've experienced X. So they may go specifically to those days in the algorithm. I don't have the particular X's and O's of how they do it.
You're the expert.
But I understand what you're saying.
I can almost guarantee they haven't done that. I think that if they're seeing this as a way to squeeze dollars out of us, I would be very surprised if they built in safeguards for, even though and there are other days, you know, when University of Washington is out, there are just times where traffic flow is less. And if they aren't tolling based on reality, I think this is probably just a way to screw us over. But that's not the only thing you have discovered on 405.
And this is something that actually I've known all along, and I think a lot of drivers have, you know, may not realize, but we have so many people that have moved here since the toll lanes went in 3.5 years ago that a lot of people are coming to me going, huh, I'm going this far, but yet I have to pay for a further distance. And let me explain. The toll lane, say you're in Bellevue and you're going northbound on I-5. There are three toll zones between there and I-5.
405.
Oh, excuse me, 405 between there, Bellevue and Lynnwood. And so the first one, you know, the toll zone goes up to Totem Lake, like 124th, 128th, that area. Second one is 522, the highway that gets you to Woodinville. Then the furthest one is at I-5. Well, say you get on in Bellevue and you get off at Canyon Park, which is Highway 527, which is between 522 and I-5. Well, there's no toll for that. There's no zone for that. So you get off at Canyon Park, and you are charged for 3.5 miles of driving to I-5 that you didn't do.
So more fantasy charges
it's
for
because
people.
Because the way the zones are set up.
Or in phantom, not fantasy. Phantom is what
And in the southbound direction, it's even worse. Say you get on in Lynnwood and you're heading south, and maybe you're only going to be in the express toll lanes for that little chunk to get you down to Canyon Park. You have to pay as if you drove all the way to Totem Lake, about 6 more miles. That's just the way the system is designed. With the three zones, that there are holes and gaps where people can get on and off, where they're charged for going further than they actually went.
This is probably not a fair question because I didn't ask you this ahead of time off the air, but do you think there would be a way to get the data to find out how much they are collecting on the phantom miles when people get off early, on the anticipatory tolling? Do you think there's any way they could and would provide us with how much money they're collecting on miles not driven by people?
Well, I think they would have to have the numbers because they know where your cars got off and out of the system. So they know, like I did yesterday driving in the express toll lane, that I got off at 527.
Are they straight up enough that they'd provide that
to you? Well, I think under you know, public disclosure request, the numbers are right there. I mean, I think they would have to be included. We have, you know, take a math genius like you, not me. That's certainly not my forte to dig through and find out what is what. But I think those numbers are available to find out what's there.
I wonder if they are, though. I mean, I wonder if they even have put it in a document that would be available through a PDR, because if they can keep it hidden, then we couldn't, you know, hit them with the data that you've collected 20 million or 40 million or whatever the amount is.
Above and beyond.
Above and beyond, yeah.
And it's interesting.
This is crazy.
So the reasoning behind this, and it's not like this is anything new because these zones have been there since the beginning, but a couple of reasons why, it comes down to federal guidelines on signage is one of the explanations for why this happened. Because the federal guidelines on toll signs say you can only have 3 toll destinations on a sign. It's a federal guideline. They chose 3 zones. Then they used data from where people go and where they get off and whatnot, and they chose the zones that they thought made the most amount of sense.
But if you drive from Orlando to Miami on the Florida Turnpike, they toll you for, but they have, you know, booths at every exit.
And they go segment by segment.
Yeah.
This is kind of akin to the way buses have worked forever in this region, where the price is the price, whether you go on one stop or 13 miles. So it's the same kind of situation. So those are just 2 things that listeners have brought up recently. They're important enough to talk about because this is money that they shouldn't be paying.
No.
May not, and those are the reasons behind it.
And this is why, and I've been telling you this, my listeners, for you know, 18 years. The goal is to toll every single road in the region, and they want to start with downtown next, or continue with downtown next. And I've said this will be one of the fights of my career. That and the income tax that they want to put in Olympia. If we let either of these things happen, families are going to be financially devastated, and it's nonsense like this that best illustrates it. And you're fantastic, Chris. Another great job. Thank you very much.
I appreciate it, Dora. Anytime.
Okay. Chris Sullivan, our transportation specialist. I'd love to know what you think. You can text us. The Online Trading Academy text line is 98973. That's 98973. Lots more straight ahead here on the Dory Monson Show.